The U.S. military is spreading one of history's most powerful weapons in Iraq. The weapon in question is not a gun or a bomb. It's the ability to read and write. Americans are passing on that skill in a northern city called Hawija. They're teaching it to Sunni Muslim militiamen. These are gunmen who might once have opposed the United States. Now they're part of what's called the Awakening Movement, and their members are paid by the U.S. to run a neighborhood watch. NPR's Nishant Dahiya explains why their training now includes literacy.
Young boys and girls chanting the Arabic alphabet are a common sight in schools across Iraq, but these are no ordinary students. They are for the most part young men in their mid-20s, some are in their 30s, dressed in green camouflage uniforms. They are part of the Awakening Movement, Sunni tribesmen, some of them former insurgents, who now work alongside U.S. forces to secure their neighborhoods. The literacy project here is part of a pilot program set up by the U.S. military and run by local Iraqis. About 500 men across the district are being trained in this first phase, and classes began in mid-June. 25-year-old Mahmoud Salah Hassan has been part of the Awakening Movement for 2 months now. He says the classes are helping him.
It's very good. I'm improving. It's basic reading like boy, girl, sun, moon.
And while the course is indeed basic, First Lieutenant Stephen Johnson from the 443rd Civil Affairs Battalion, who helped set up the program, says that's just what the pilot project is aiming for.
This particular pilot is geared towards getting them to achieve the third or fourth grade education level in reading, writing, and math.
Johnson hopes the training will give these young men a better shot in the job market. The ultimate objective, he says, is to enable them to pass a basic literacy test that would make them eligible to join the Iraqi security forces. The Awakening Movement has been an integral part of the U.S. military's strategy against al-Qaeda in Iraq. Integrating the militiamen into the Iraqi security forces would not only provide them permanent jobs, it would also help with the reconciliation process. But as Lieutenant Johnson acknowledges, there are still doubts about the program.
This initial pilot is geared towards transitioning them into the Iraqi security forces. At this time, that has not been guaranteed.
Iraq's Shiite-led government has been reluctant to integrate the Sunni militiamen into the state security forces. So far, only a fraction of the nearly 100,000 Awakening members have been inducted into the police and army. But according to Dr. Ala Maki, head of the Education Committee in the Iraqi parliament, the government is getting serious about it.
Yes, it is a serious desire, and we want to educate them and making them ready to be incorporated in the Iraqi army and Iraqi security forces and Minister of Interior.
Another goal is to make this U.S.-funded pilot project the model for a nationwide literacy program, this one wholly funded by the Iraqi government. Dr. Maki again.
This program will spread all over Iraq, the beginning in Hawija, and later on we will expand all over Iraqi provinces.
If and when the program does expand, Dr. Maki says it will not be limited to the Awakening groups. It is intended to help all Iraqis, about 5.6 million of whom are illiterate. Nishant here, NPR News.